USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. State Department is calling for the release of two Americans detained in Myanmar. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman called on Myanmar's military junta Wednesday to release journalists Danny Fenster and Nathan Mong. Human rights groups estimate that 90 journalists have been arrested since the military takeover of Myanmar's government back in February. And in a special election, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Moore's 60-36%, with all precincts reporting. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The win extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220-211, with four seats still left vacant. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.